We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
We're going to reset. We're heading into hour three of
our free agency. I'm going to grab my phone
charger. Go right ahead. We're going to reset, head into hour three of our free agency live stream. Thank you to the 1,600 of you watching live on YouTube and around the world, just wherever you are right now. Thank you for joining us. To update you on what's happened so far, multiple people have gone places. One, it appears, is Jalen Brunson to the Knicks, according to Shams and Chris Haynes. Woj has reported that he has an offer as he heads into a meeting with the Knicks, which we think is posturing for the Knicks to avoid tampering. All this has been to avoid any tampering charges. The other thing is that Isaiah Hartenstein, a free agent center who will most likely be signed to be the next backup, is signed to the Knicks on a 2-year, $16 million deal. I think that's it. We're just kind of waiting to see what happens next as we head into hour three of our program. Thank you, everybody, so far who has joined us. Jeremy, I want you to take the next Super Chat comment.
Sure. I just want to say one thing.
What's up?
Hartenstein's comment, if his contract is 2 years, $16.7 million is to be believed, he'd basically get 5% raises, ascending or descending, or 0%. If it's a 5% ascending raise, contract starts at 8.1. If it's a 0% raise, 8.35. And if it's descending, then it would be a little bit over $8.5 million.
Did you get news?
I was just basically saying what. I mean, it's generally $8 million. It's either 8.1. It's somewhere in the range of 8.1 to like almost 8.6. But next question.
We'll swap it for this one. Jeremy, okay. You're next.
Congrats on 500 episodes, KFS. How likely is it for Cam Reddish to be in the starting lineup this coming season? 6'8", 3-and-D wings do not grow on trees. I don't know what's more likely, Cam Reddish not being on this team or Cam Reddish being in a backup role. I don't even know if he's a candidate to be starting, especially if RJ is there. And I don't think they're going to push RJ to the two. I think he'd be better suited at getting someone who's a little bit better off ball, lower usage than RJ. So yeah, I don't, question is probably for me, how likely is it that Cam Reddish is even on the Knicks?
We've been consistent on this for a while. We don't think Cam Reddish is going to be back.
Cue the Magic Johnson tweet.
Yes. John, read this one, and it's a perfect segue into the next portion of our show, which will be adding someone to our panel.
The one JP says, love Brunson is the best point guard we've had in forever.
Marbury is the best we've had. Since Marbury, right?
Yeah, and like, you want to talk about two players who could not be more different? Actually, that's not fair. Both guys could get you a bucket. But in terms of the kind of how they go about their business, in terms of the peripheral stuff, one of those two, it just feels very different. I don't know that there's been 100 basketball players in the history of the sport that have been more talented than Stephon Marbury. That's a different conversation. But in terms of how good Jalen Brunson will be for the New York Knicks, I think there's a chance that you could have to maybe go back even further. If this works out as well as I'm sure the Knicks hope. I'll say that.
Okay. Someone who wasn't pro Jalen Brunson, as you know from our cap or no cap a few weeks ago, was the one and only Chris Persiainen. Welcome to our stream, good sir. Fresh off a successful season one of Draft Class. He now joins us on our live stream. Chris, how you doing, buddy?
Thanks for having me. It's good to be here.
So your mic's not selected. I'll give you a second to go into settings and do so. Don't worry.
You're having as good a day as the Brooklyn Nets. Congratulations.
John, I love you, buddy. I love you.
Select on your phone. I selected it.
There, you're good. You're good. Don't worry. It happened to me earlier, too. I had a whole rant that was being picked up by the audio in my webcam, which is super frustrating. Which is super frustrating for somebody who does audio stuff for a living. Your thoughts on the fact that Jalen Brunson, it seems officially, will be a member of the New York Knicks?
I don't hate the number that they landed at allegedly with him. So I'm fine with it because all three of Kemba, Burks, Noel are off the team and it didn't cost us any first round picks to clear those guys. And I think fans are right to be excited about what Brunson's going to bring. I will say congrats to Jeremy, but I think what's more important for us is the Isaiah Hartenstein signing, which is just the ultimate random agenda success. So you got to love it.
It's the small wins, right? Yeah. Actually, that's true. Two agendas of mine are doing quite well today. Like multiple, if you count the Nets, just, you know, hitting their demise.
Everything bad happening. Yes. Chris, now that you're part of our live stream, read the next Super Chat comment.
You got it. Question coming in from Ian. If he's so good at all the analytics, what is Hartenstein bad at? How is he only worth $8 million? John, do you want
to? No, I was just gonna say, to me, the Hartenstein availability number, the whole thing is just sample size. And he's a journeyman. He's bounced around. Like he's a backup. The numbers are all good. They're all good. There's nothing really bad for him. It's just he hasn't proven it on a larger, stage.
Yeah, I think, for example, his 3-point shooting, like some people who just look at his statistical profile call him a 3-point shooting big, which I just don't agree with. As someone who somehow, you might even say, has unfortunately watched him from back in his Rio Grande Valley Vipers days, he's not a 3-point shooter, like never has been one, right? But what he can do is space the floor out to the mid-range outside of not just 3 feet, the elusive 3-foot mark at which, certain other centers instantly lose all their powers. But, Hartenstein can space things out to like 15, 18, which is cool. He's a good passer. He's, I think, an underrated rim protector, but underrated doesn't mean good or bad, right? It just means underrated. I'm not trying to say he's elite. I just think he's better than he gets credit for. And I think he's decent to good, which is not, some blaring endorsement. I like him as a player, and I like how he fits on our team. So a good signing, in my opinion.
John, you're up.
Chris M. What's going on, man? In Miami now. How's the weather? From Hoboken, New Jersey, and have watched the Knicks fall flat my whole life. The fan base, Twitter fools mainly here, is crazy to think Brunson is an overpay. This is good for us, period. I mean, again, I don't know how to not belabor the point. He's not going to be a top 50 highest paid player in the league next year. And he was the second best. He was the second best player on a conference finalist. I understand that is presenting the evidence in a way most favorable to the party arguing in favor of the signing, because that Mav team was just really well concocted. They were well put together. They were obviously built around a guy who could do some special things in Luka. But this is, I mean, Jesus Christ, Jeremy, you said it. We're going to have $130 million cap next year? $133 million cap next year.
And if this descends, then it's even better.
Yeah. So,
Jeremy, you're up.
Chip Murphy. Hey, Chip.
What's up, Chip?
Chip Murphy.
Congrats, boys. Very excited about Brunson. Nothing on LaVine yet, but what about Colin Sexton? Where's he going? So there was, I think this is also Sam Amico earlier, who reported the idea of that the Mavs would be interested in Sexton. I was going to tweet something, but I just decided not to. Mavs have to deal with, first of all, the hard cap. Actually, first of all, Sexton's a restricted free agent. Then you have to deal with base year compensation. Then you have to deal with the fact that a sign and trade hard caps a team that's hard capped can't go above the tax apron. The Mavs are above the tax apron, so they can't get hard capped. I just don't see them doing it unless they can find a way to dump salary and do a three team deal with the Knicks and Evan Fournier. And it's complicated. So in terms of Sexton, I think he's probably just staying there. If I'm the Cavs, I just match the offer. And then when the right time comes, I probably trade Sexton.
Claxton. Everybody
makes $20 million. Oh, sorry.
No, I was going to say everybody make their predictions. 2 for $20. That's
mid-level money.
Whoopee.
Good for him.
I'm not going to, that's not a bargain. It's not a bargain
because he's not very good.
He's.
You think he gets $100,000 for every free throw he hits? So he winds up with no other bonuses.
The free throws are a thing, and it's very easy to look good on a team with very good players.
Yeah.
I have some breaking news. Someone who will not be named just slid into my DMs, and I'm happy they did, and made me aware of someone by the name of Courtney Keller? Anybody know who Courtney Keller is?
No.
Well, you should go ahead and type her name into your Google near you, and it followed by NBA. And let me tell you, Mr. Hartenstein.
Oh.
Did you just do that?
All right, John.
Doing well for himself.
So John Mark, married. Hold on. Married with kids.
To Isaiah Hartenstein?
No, to St. John.
My wife would leave me for this woman.
Oh, my wife would leave me for this woman. I love like the dynamic and all the different Knicks content creators. How like CP basically is like the family friendly, clean cut. You know, you go there. This is a family show. And here it's after dark, you know.
We're shaved today.
We're spamming people in the comments, and we're you know, inviting people to Google supermodels. You know, shout out to Isaiah Hartenstein.
The only thing clean cut about John are the chicken cutlets he stuffs his face with.
Wow,
that was really good.
That was good. Well done. Wow, that was a in your 20s joke. Well done, Chris. Loved that one.
That was a dad joke.
Yeah. Well done. Dad joke. Okay. Jean-Marc next in the super chat. Jeremy, please answer my question this time. What do you think of Randall as a small forward? And then adds, Hitler spoke German. Let's take this seriously.
Absolutely
true. He said Jeremy.
I don't like Randall as a small forward. I think that would be pretty rough. I would like to see him used as a center. A small ball center would be nice, but I don't know if we'll get that either, just based on who Tom Thibodeau is as a coach. And yeah, I'll just stick it with that.
Yeah, I think Chris would second that. I think all of us would second that. It's just, it's a space. If the league suddenly got transported back to 1995 and you wanted to start the Davis boys and Rick Smiths, or you Mason and Oakley alongside Patrick Ewing, fine. We are not in that anymore. James Harden and the 76ers are meeting on the weekend to negotiate his new deal, according to Adrian Wojnarowski. I believe, John, you are up next.
I'm just looking at how Isaiah Hartenstein's Twitter bio still says player for the Houston Rockets.
How dare he?
You know what? That just sounds like someone who's committed to basketball who does not care about social media.
He doesn't care about social.
That's exactly what you want. I cut to Mitch on Snapchat in the back of a pickup truck with no seatbelt before you sign a free agent contract. What are you doing,
man? No, you can't say anything about that because he's just a young person having fun. And if you comment on his social media, you hate fun and don't want him to be a person outside of basketball. You're no better than Tibbs.
You know what? You know why I like this Courtney gal?
All right, man.
Now let him get it out.
She retweeted a People magazine article saying that she was engaged to Isaiah Hartenstein.
Is this going to turn into an Anna Benson thing for you? Chris Benson's wife used to pitch for the Mets, and she became bigger than the pitcher that pitched for the Mets.
People come here for high level basketball analysis, Andrew.
Go ahead, you're up.
Michael Morando, what should be the shocker for the Knicks this free agency? What would be the shocker? Ayton not preferred, LaVine, or even a Sexton play. If they made a Sexton play now, I'd be shocked. Go KFS, love the content.
Thank you, Michael.
Yeah, thank you very much. Between Ayton or LaVine, what would shock me more? If they actually got him, LaVine, pretty clearly. That would be,
yeah, LaVine.
That would be.
As we learned today, things change fast, but the last I was told was that he's expected to stay in Chicago, as has been heavily reported. So, you know, that would...
Chris Charania.
That would back that up.
I'm going to go another direction. I'm going to say Ayton, because of the fact that the Knicks just invested $8 million in Hartenstein.
Mm. That's fair.
And now they're presumably paying a max or close to it to DeAndre Ayton. That's a lot of money to invest in two big men who cannot share the floor together.
True.
Chris, you're up. Oh, as I didn't realize you were, as he puts a drink in his mouth, but you're good. Chris, you're up.
Ryan Huang. The reason Leon is here is for his connections. LOL. Okay. Not a question, but a statement, maybe like a muse for discussion, perhaps. Mm-hmm. I think that there's a podcast I listen to a lot, and it's about the Knicks, and the old grumpy man who hosts it always says, winning changes everything. Winning fixes everything, right? So we'll see how this, you know, mindset continues this year with Brunson added to the team. We'll see what they do with Randall, right? And then, you know, I just think, like, once, what was the, it was exciting on the timeline today when they got Jalen Brunson, who's not an all-star, right? Like, this is something we, like, a lot, like, I was excited when they actually officially landed him. Because, you know, it's done. Like, the wait is over. Imagine when they do land a Spida, or, you know, so maybe they send in a big offer for Booker once Chris Paul gets to be 43 and the media can't cover up his aging anymore with stories of how he's a good teammate.
Terrible.
I think that, as someone who has liked the way this front office operates on the margins, which is like something that was a big deal for me. Like, what were they going to do on the margins? Just pick up the Michael Kidd-Gilchrist of the world that Wes loves, or actually try to, like, find young guys that can stick here, you know? And it's like, they've been not blown me away, but like, they made a lot of the second round picks they used to clear the vets appear out of nowhere, seemingly using the salary cap a la Jeremy. And then, now they had the ammo to undo those deals earlier than, you know, we thought they would, but maybe this is when they were planning to do it. I don't know. They backed up the assets and had them ready to go. Now they're loading up first round picks. They're eventually going to trade them for a star, and it's going to be like, wow, the Knicks actually got a star. It's like, yeah, they've only spent the last 1,000 calendar days accruing first round picks and young talent to do so. Like, whoop-de-doo. I don't know.
Well said, Chris. I believe Jeremy is up.
Sure. I want to make one small correction, at least
my opinion.
Here we go. Leon Rose isn't here because of his connections. William Wesley is here because of his connections.
Thank you for the clarification.
Leon Rose has found a way to bring in Walt Perrin, who has a great track record with the Utah Jazz. But sure, that's because of connections.
Let him finish.
Sure. They're connections, 100%. Chris, before you got on here, we said it's not what you know, it's who you know. So it's all part of the game. But if you're Wes, your role is how can I schmooze with people? If you're Rose, it's how can I build something sustainable that also brings in what you know and who you know blended together in a way that best sets us up for success. And that's what Leon Rose has essentially done. So yeah, I mean, sure. Is it very convenient that his first client, his son is now a free agent and he's on the Knicks? 100%. That's part of the connections. But it's for William Wesley, that's where the connections are. It's what and who you know for Leon Rose.
I would also argue Leon Rose, as the president that has assembled this staff and has sought the input of all of these different folks, I would argue his primary job is to manage people, is to manage these different personalities who clearly, as was reported last year and over the last 2 years, actually have different ideas about how to move this basketball team forward. It's a great idea and concept, but it's up to Leon Rose to execute that idea.
From Danny Gardner, assuming they re-sign Mitch, what do you think the Knicks rotation looks like? Even though they unloaded some players, they still have a ton of solid players left. I mean, Brunson, naturally. Part of me wants to say quickly if Rose is here, and then you could have Rose and Grimes together, although I understand why you would have Grimes as opposed to quickly, because he's more off ball. You got Barrett, naturally. Until Randall's not here, it's Julius Randle. And if Mitchell Robinson has just signed a new contract, it's Mitchell Robinson. So four of them, I feel like, are pretty set in stone. It's a matter of Grimes versus quickly for that two spot, because I don't think Fournier is going to be here. And if he is, it's in the backup role.
It's going to be Grimes. If Fournier is gone and there's nobody that they bring in, I think it's going to be Grimes.
But then you're running Rose and quickly in the back or in the off they've the bench,
done,
which
I know they've that. Done. They love know, that.
Right, which is fine,
year.
Which is yeah. fine. Because and you get quickly and Toppin together, and that's I'm fine with that too. But
and that actually, if they do move Fournier, unless I'm forgetting somebody exists, that would actually open a spot for Cam, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. It would.
Yeah, yeah. You get to go Rose, Quick, Cam, Obi, Sims, or Hartenstein. So I have Sims just like engraved in my brain from doing these mock rotations for months now.
Until Tibbs goes with a 9-man rotation on opening night. That's
he'd never. He wouldn't. He wouldn't. He wouldn't.
What's next up?
Is me? Yeah. Good. We'll just, sure. We're so out of order, but go ahead, John.
Nomadic Knicks fan, what's going on? Thank you very much for the contribution, my friend. Financially, Randall and picks, two firsts. Oh boy, for Miles Turner and Duarte works. Any interest? I'll read the rest of the comment before I comment on that. Starters could be Brunson, Duarte, Barrett, Top, and Turner. Get RJ a real point guard in space. Let him boom into a star. I know what Jeremy's going to say on this because I know how he feels about floor spacing fives in concept versus reality. I'm not a big Turner guy. Putting that aside for a second, if it was not two of their own firsts, if it was, I don't know, what's the, I guess the, da- oh, what, ooh, can we just do a quick aside? What are the two first, worst first round picks they have right now?
The
worst ones.
The worst.
I would say Milwaukee, although it's only top five protected. And then
I would say probably Dallas. The Milwaukee and the Dallas.
Well, yeah. Also because if the Milwaukee pick, for whatever ridiculous reasons, lands in the top four, it goes to New Orleans.
I'm not even thinking that. I just think it's going to be actually, back five. You know,
man, I got to tell you, I think the Detroit pick is the worst one because it's top 18 for 2 years and then it goes to Lotto. And by 3 years from now, I have to think that team's going to be
but
pretty
the
good.
The Bucks pick may not even convey. Like there's, I know that there's all of them, but there's a higher chance that the Pistons pick conveys at some point than to me the Bucks does.
No, the because, Bucks is only top. It's top four.
Yeah. What happens if they land on the top four?
They're not going. That's the difference.
But I understand if you're talking about the risk involved. Like, yeah, you could say, well, the risk of the Mavs That turns into 2 seconds, but that's not going to turn into 2 seconds. It's going to convey as a first round pick. But like, there's the risk of if for some crazy thing happens,
sure,
they luck into a top four pick, it's poof, it's gone. There's no pushing back in the protections. It's that 1 year or it's nothing.
The reason I even brought it up is because you, I want to give you credit because I think I was too quick to fight back on you when you were trying to build up the Dallas pick for next year. Especially, I mean, if Phoenix gets KD, that's another,
yep,
that's another feather in that, in the pick of that cap being, pick being valuable. So let's say whatever the Milwaukee pick and the Pistons pick, and what is it, Randall? And what was the other player, for Turner and Duarte?
God. Randall and picks.
Just Randall and those two firsts for, man, that's like breaking my brain. Man, is it bad that I'm thinking about it?
This is an what we believe Randall's value actually is take then.
So. But you get Duarte too.
Not Duarte's true. Good. You get a guy. You get a guy. Yeah.
Well, apparently they didn't want to give up. But.
I mean, I know this isn't the question. I don't even think the Pacers would bite.
No, I don't think that's, I didn't even think of that, but
I know it's posed as us for the Knicks, but get the question back up there for people who missed it.
Any interest? I do. I like the spacing on that team more than I do Randall on this team, but I think the four of us would agree. There's no scenario where, I don't say no scenario, but it's an unlikely scenario where Indiana does this.
Yeah, why do they want? They don't want Julius Randle. Okay.
Yeah.
Next up,
I'll read this one. Thank you to the over 1,400 people still watching live with us. Damn.
Thank you, guys.
This is kind of nuts.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Hey guys, quick break to tell you about Factor. Factor makes it easy to eat clean 24/7 with fresh, never frozen, prepared meals that are so delicious you wouldn't believe they're actually good for you. Factor saves you time by delivering chef-crafted meals to your doorstep, eliminating the hassle of grocery shopping and meal prep. Not to mention cleanup, no dishes to wash here. Each Factor meal arrives pre-prepared and ready to eat in 2 minutes. That's even faster than ordering in. Factor tackles the tough stuff, so I don't have to. Their registered dietitians and expert chefs work hand in hand to create meals with nutritious ingredients. And with 29 meal options each week, I'm never bored. Going off script for this next part to tell you just how convenient and delicious I've found Factor. My to-do list is usually never ending, whether it's producing this show, hosting my own show Final Review, preparing a proposal in Long Beach, doing my taxes, or whatever else. I rarely have time for meal prep. When Factor sent me a box to test out, I chose the extra protein option. They sent me a week's worth of meals, and I had no idea just how convenient this was going to be. Each meal comes pre-prepared. You just put it in the microwave for 2 minutes, wait another 2 minutes for it to cool down, and boom, in 4 minutes, my meal is ready and it's delicious as well. Last night while I was editing this podcast, I heated up the pork shepherd's pie with white cheddar, Yukon mash, and roasted green beans. Not only was the prep time non-existent, but I was able to get a lunch break in and still get the podcast out for all of you to hear without taking a significant break. They have plenty of other meal options as well. There's vegan and veggie meals, keto, low-calorie options, cold pressure juices, smoothies, energy bites, plant-based bars, extra protein, the one I chose, veggie sides, and more to keep you fueled and focused all day long. Don't hesitate. Head to go.factor75.com/filmschool120 and use promo code filmschool120 and get $120 off. That's code filmschool120 at go.factor75.com/filmschool120 for $120 off.
Next up, Moscow Drug Mule.
Love it.
Amazing name. Hey, John and Jeremy. All right, so Chris, we don't get to answer. First time, long time. Now that we have signed Brunson and Hartenstein, is there anyone on the market we should go for?
Well, we're at a point where the Knicks are probably at a surplus if they add someone, right? Because who's on the roster right now? It's let's just say, as of this moment, Brunson, Fournier, RJ Randall. I can't count Mitch yet because he's not signed. Then it's Rose, Quickly, Grimes, Cam, Hartenstein. So that's nine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So actually, they could sign one more. I guess it'd probably be more of a wing because if they're not trading Rose and they've got... Oh, and Deuce. Right. So that brings us to 10, even though I don't think Deuce will be in the rotation as things currently stand. It's got to be some sort of wing on the market, and I don't, there aren't a ton of them.
It's a weak class for wings. It's a weak class for wings. The guy,
Did you say Obi?
Oh, I didn't say Obi. Crap. Oh, so yeah, there's 10, right? There's 10. I don't think I said Obi. So that's 10 plus Deuce. Or regardless, the Knicks need to move at least one player out in order for this to work.
He doesn't work. He doesn't fit on this team at all. I just really like Gary Payton II. I just want to note that for the record.
Noted. For the record,
that dude's a good player, and he helps you win games if you have a certain sort of rotation that you could play that limits his weaknesses and accentuates his strengths. Which, to Golden State's credit, they had. The Knicks do not have that sort of roster, but again, that's a dude that like I'd go out and get with the understanding that like might not pay off this year, but I like him. Oh my God, is Carmelo Anthony the right answer?
That's the first name that came to my mind, but I
was
just
it really?
But yeah, but we had we have 10, so I'm not.
Not just 10. If you have Randall and Obi on the same team, where's the spot for Melo? Because he's not a three.
Injury backup. So he has zero guaranteed minutes.
I know where you're going.
Yeah.
It's big.
Yeah. Chris, we'll reset the order. Chris, you're next.
Carmelo at the two. Yeah.
Oh God. With Randall at the three. Point, yeah, Randall's your small, Mello, your small forward.
No,
you
point go. Obi.
Point Obi. So Obi, Mello, Randall, Hartenstein, Mitch. We'll just run over everybody.
Yeah. Who's taking a shot on unless I missed any sign? Who's taking a shot on TJ Warren this summer?
I'm waiting on Dallas.
That's just, you know, I mean, he's a guy who looked like Michael Jordan for a month
in the bubble,
2 years, 2.5 years ago.
All bubbles, all first bubble.
Team. Mickey Jordan.
Yeah. Anyway,
Chris, you're up.
Brian Martinez. Again, as a statement, but I think some of our co-hosts here will agree with you. Number one priority is to trade Randall now. Don't want to risk his value getting worse by the deadline. I would say that it takes a lot from a lot of prep from Mr. Tibbs, but if you can get Randall going as an offensive weapon, as a 6'9 forward who can pass, shoot, and dribble, as a weapon for Jalen Brunson, our new maestro's offense, I think that that is your way of rehabilitating his value. And you know, you can do the whole cat and mouse thing where it's like, oh, if he's hijacking possessions, then stop giving them to him. But Tibbs didn't do that once last year. So,
well, he better now.
Exactly. So, you know, now he's got someone else to give the ball to. No more excuses. No more Alex, the best we've got. And we'll see how he adjusts. I also know they're actively trying to find a new home for him and have been, right? So it's like, this is something to watch, especially now Brunson going to be like done. We'll see what they do.
We'll see.
How many shots would I do if a tweet came across the Knicks are trading Julius Randle too?
You'd have to do 30 for number 30.
I wouldn't even finish reading the tweet.
You want to talk about a legendary moment on YouTube Live? That would be our most legendary moment on YouTube Live. If while live, a Julius Randle trade came through and our live reaction, you know, was captured live, you know?
Yeah.
John, live?
Live.
On a live stream. Live.
Jersey Zone, what's going on? If Donovan Mitchell asks to come here, it's probably the only way he's going to end up here. What are y'all giving in a trade to the Jazz? Also love the content, and Cream has kept me alive at work. Oh, shout out to Jeremy.
Phrasing.
Jesus Christ. I agree with what you said in passing. Donovan Mitchell would have to ask to come here, first of all, and have to literally be an ask to come here. I don't want to get too into what are we giving up, because like he hasn't asked yet, you know, like when that time comes, we can assess the cupboard, but I don't think it's necessary to do that yet, because we don't know what assets we'll have when that time comes, you know.
Yeah. It's also Utah hosting the 2023 All-Star game and then having a new owner.
He's not going to get traded.
He's not getting traded this summer, and he's not getting traded at the deadline, I wouldn't think, because that's before All-Star weekend.
Oh, yeah.
John, you said something in passing in one of our one-on-ones when like a guest rescheduled or Jeremy was out for, you know, health and safety protocols.
Load management.
Yes. No. Quite the opposite.
That was the joke.
That was the joke.
Jeremy does all the reps.
Yes, Jeremy does reps.
John gets more reps than I do, but thank you.
The way that they can spin this is they sign Jalen Brunson, get a 7 or 8, maybe even a 6 seed, and then next summer they're going into the Donovan Mitchell sweepstakes fresh off a playoff berth, just like the Clippers did in 2019, just like the Nets did in 2019. Like, that is how you spin this. The idea that the roster is done and the Knicks, like, this is their move, that the national media just doesn't seem to compute, that it's not true. It's just a nonsense take. But
it's not that they can't compute, they don't want to.
But that's my point. I'm insulting their intelligence that they can't compute because they refuse to do so. Shout out Richard Jefferson. How's the you know, water carrying doing that you have to do for your franchise on ESPN all day? Loved you on our pod, by the way.
But the one thing also with
subscribe, rate, and review.
Yes. The one thing with Mitchell is, let's face it, any trade that involves him is probably centered around the player that the Knicks have just signed in Jalen Brunson. And there is no ink that is dry. The ink hasn't even been put to paper. So yeah. I feel weird putting him in a scenario where we not even an hour and a half ago were like, oh my God, we finally got Jalen Brunson. Plan A. This is great. So,
Speaking of, quickly, endorsement on Twitter from Mikal Bridges. Mikal Bridges says, just, you know, no tagging anyone. Just, y'all must not know how cold JB really is. So apparently responding to the overpaid comments regarding Brunson, but
the defensive
player of the year candidates just told the whole NBA Twitter that they are being a little too harsh on this contract. So I'll take that.
Go ahead, Jeremy. No, someone who writes for the Strickland is playing PS5 now and found out that Beal is playing, and it's a group chat, and classic Schwinn just writing, how the fuck are you playing PS5 right now?
Right now. They're in the middle of all that.
I won't blow up the person's spot, but anyways, Luis Marte, long time, first time. Congrats on 500. Thank you, yes, Luis.
Thank you, Luis.
Does Russell Crowe's, Jeremy's Beal plan work with Levine? Andrew, what's the capital of New Jersey?
Trenton. That I knew.
I knew that.
Yeah. I know the U.S. capitals pretty well, actually. It's go outside the U.S. and that's where you got me.
Yeah. The Levine plan is very close to what was described before. Just instead of Cam Reddish going out, it's everyone else. Pretty much everyone else. Like, and by everyone else, I mean, like, it's finding a way to assign trade with Evan Fournier. It's moving Rose and it's moving probably Deuce if the math works.
Hold on.
It's not going to. I don't think it's going to happen.
We got a Fat Joe Twitter scoop here. Chris Splashed, the Nets reporter, Christian Winfield, says, Fat Joe told me he's close to Mitchell and that Mitchell's dream is playing for Miami, not his hometown Knicks.
Oh, so then
that would not shock
your
me.
Question. There you go. Thank you, Fat Joe.
Would not shock me.
A sentence I didn't think I'd say on this live stream.
Oh, Juan Toscano-Anderson going to the Lakers. Oh,
no way.
That's interesting.
Nah, they're actually last chance you. Dude, Lonnie Walker.
Well, do you know what his agency is?
Damian Jones. They got.
Is it Clutch?
It is Clutch.
That makes sense.
This is a shocker.
Whoop-de-fuck. Big surprise.
I'm still curious if Cam is going. I don't think it's going to happen at this point, but.
Wow. Look at this. This is very generous.
We'll see.
Is it me? I'm ready.
Yeah, go ahead.
Constantine Moontrakis. I hope I got that right. Hey guys, first time, long time, from exotic Glen Cove, Long Island. Hey, I got married in Glen Cove. The Metropolitan. Does that sound like a, does that ring a bell?
Yes, it does. Actually,
there you go. Good job by them. You've been a daily stable for 2 years now. So thanks. Upgrade at the point guard, upgrade at the backup center, and we keep the kids. Trust the process. Yeah, this is crazy. Like, as of right this second, who are like the quote unquote vets on this team? It's Randall Fournier. Rose and Fournier, right?
Evan Fournier.
Yeah.
And we all think, I think Fournier is gone.
You really think Fournier is gone?
Oh, I mean, if you're Dallas, what's better? To get nothing? To get the traded player exception or to get Fournier? I guess the traded player exception is probably better than Fournier. Jeremy, what do you think?
Yeah, but we also have to consider the other option. What if the Knicks are basically saying to the Mavs, you either don't get anything or you take Evan Fournier?
Or the next question is, what is the Knicks at? How much does the Knicks ask increase for the traded player exception over Fournier? And again, goes back to what I said before. Oh. How much is that dependent on something else? What?
So speaking of the Mavs, they just signed JaVale McGee.
Oh, from Phoenix.
Oh, yes. That'll replace him.
That'll move everything to make it different.
So. So it's Jeremy, but I'll quickly read Hush Zoo's comment because it's from earlier and I think we addressed it already. Hush Zoo, thank you. You've been very generous today. He asked quickly, Woj report legit? Is it a tamper cover-up? This is the Woj tweet from earlier that the Knicks, that Jalen Brunson is armed with a 5-year, $106 million deal, offer, from the Mavericks, that he's now going into his meeting with the Knicks, where we all think it's a tamper cover-up because this, we've mentioned this in the before, you know, when one of these big reporters is reporting something, who it's from. So it's, if it's Shams, it's coming from a player or the player in the transaction. If it's Woj, it's coming from the front office. You know, that's usually how it works. With Chris Haynes, it's like, it's probably coming from Portland, Golden State, or LeBron. But mostly Shams is getting the player perspective and Woj is getting the front office perspective.
I think it's worth noting that RJ quote tweeted Bleacher Report. They put out a jersey swap of Brunson next to Barrett. RJ quote tweeted them with an eye emoji, like, you know, the little looking around. And he's since deleted it. My theory, I just tweeted this out, is that Leon told him to shut the fuck up and to let Woj paint the picture that they are about to meet with Brunson and about to negotiate, you know. So yeah, I think he got a call. I think he got a call from whatever, 4Pen, whatever it is.
It's 4Pen. 4Pen or 2Pen? Yeah.
4Pen. Jeremy, you're up.
Konstantin Mundrakis. Again, thank you, Konstantin. By the way, my other basketball team is AEK Athens. I should tell you about the Klay Anthony early fiasco sometime. I think I read about this.
What happened?
Well, it didn't work out. There was also an issue, and Konstantin can always enlighten us at another point, but my understanding is that there was something with a dietary issue. There was also just things did not match up with what he wanted. And
oh man,
he'll let us know another time.
But yeah.
Hey, Des Bain just chimed in on the McCall tweet off of my retweet, by the way. Because
friend of the pod, Des Bain.
Friend of the pod, Des Bain. Yeah.
I'm gonna say it. I like how you guys are. It's Des, not Desmond. It's
yeah.
Des. That's nice.
Look at this guy, John.
Bro got game.
That's
speaking of Jalen Brunson.
His endorsement is Jalen Brunson. Shout out to friend of the pod, Des Bain. Lunis Emirad in the super chat. Woj said over 50% of teams called about KD. I'd like to imagine Leon called just to laugh and then hang up.
Hi, can I speak to Seymour Butts about Kevin Durant?
Yes. Is your refrigerator running?
Yeah, is Hugh there? Kevin, is Hugh there? Yeah.
Hugh, you know, Jazz.
I was thinking Mr. Janus, but listen, I heard earlier today, Jack, that
what are we doing?
Mr. Mehoff, you mean? Anyway.
Mr. Mehoff, yes.
Man, I was told that Rich Kleiman, John's figuring out.
Continue, Chris. Jokes. What's a podcast? Go.
Rich Kleiman and KD are not necessarily best of friends right now. And someone put out a report earlier today saying how the Knicks put in a call for KD and KD doesn't want to go, but that Rich Kleiman could convince him because of 35 Ventures and stuff. Well, from what I'm hearing recently, they are not close right now. So yeah, I think they are not. I don't think Rich Kleiman's going to convince KD to come, man. I don't see that happening.
Fall from grace, Rich Kleiman. Hold
they
on,
they gave Jeremy JaVale McGee a player option.
So Jeremy three for 20
with a player.
Yeah,
option.
But what I want to
God. That's a lot of money for
they me. Gave him. They gave him the full taxpayer mid-level exception and a player option in the last year. That's okay.
That's
a lot. Thing. It's a lot of McGee. Not that we should talk.
But it's a good player. A lot of yeah. McGee. Well, but we have the experience like for what that. It's like to do that. From Luffy, Lowry didn't become an all-star until he was almost 29, has had so many productive years after that. Brunson's 25 and can have a similar trajectory. Not only that, but we talk about not current head coach of the Utah Jazz in Johnny Bryant. If he's a great development coach, which you know he is, then the hope would be that Brunson develops further and the Knicks have the infrastructure to make him a better player and talent as well. So, I would hope that he can continue improving.
John, I just saw your tweet at Daniel Greenberg.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. This is amazing. You're what? Talking shit on Twitter. Okay, me? Everybody. So Daniel Greenberg, John mentioned earlier, is a Dallas-based reporter. Oh, no, he's a Chicago-based reporter. He tweeted
I don't even know what
earlier.
I tweeted.
So he tweeted out earlier, about 2 hours ago, looking forward to the NBA investigating the New York Knicks for tampering. Oh, because the Bulls got investigated last year. They took our draft pick last offseason. They better do the same to the Knicks. And John replied, womp womp. I love you.
I did do that.
Yes, you did.
You know what the philosophy is if you're Leon Rose?
What?
It's the pointing at head meme going, I can't take second round pick if you don't have any.
There you go.
Trade them all.
Traded all of them.
Yeah.
Oh, breaking from Steph Bondi. Knicks sign Isaiah Hartenstein. Yeah.
Yes, breaking news.
Whoa. Excellent.
Yeah. Well done.
Wait, Steph. you skipped a.
No, I just read that, I thought.
Oh, yeah, I read that.
Oh, that's why I wanted to comment on this real quick.
Go ahead. Read it. Go ahead. Comment.
Everybody, if the over under on JaVale McGee. My God, my mind is still on JaVale. Jalen Brunson, All-Star Games wearing a New York Knicks uniform is 0.5. What are we going? I'm going over.
Fred VanVleet made the All-Star team this year.
Go over because he'll probably have more responsibility, but that depends on Julius Randle.
It's going to be a 30 usage rate this year. Chris, you're going under.
You could say under, Chris.
I don't know if we're going to have the wins. I don't know if the agenda will be there. I'll say under and hope this clip gets pulled up on me. But I just like guys like Brunson get those nods when they have the usage on the winning team, right? Like look at LaMelo Ball. He didn't make it this year off the first rip. So
DeJounte Murray made it as an injury replacement. Yeah. And the Spurs weren't a good team.
Technically, so did Fred VanVleet. So I should add that. But that can be the option.
There's incredible players that just don't. What did Manu Ginobili make two All Star teams in his career?
Yeah,
something like that. Yeah, I mean, it's just it happens sometimes. Strangely enough, and other times it doesn't. All right, what's next? Andrew, is you?
I think it's me. Yeah. So from Dennis DiSabato, thank you for your contribution. Heat making a play for Spida. Can we poach that deal? Again, I put nothing past Pat Riley. I do not think the Knicks, as of now, have an interest in... have an interest. I don't think the Jazz have an interest in trading Donovan Mitchell. So the Heat can be like, we want him. I don't think it's going to matter. Now, if you're a Miami Heat fan and you're wondering if you can get Donovan Mitchell, you should wonder instead how you're going to find minutes for Duncan Robinson, who couldn't find minutes in the playoffs, yet he's still a horrible contract. Since only the Knicks signed bad contracts, right? Not the Miami Heat. Unplayable Duncan Robinson limping through the playoffs. Kyle Lowry.
As an aside, it's so funny, and I hope this is not a precursor of things to come this year, but I'm feeling very much today like I felt during our signings last season, which is I don't want to talk about Donovan Mitchell right now. I don't want to talk about the next guy. I don't want to talk about Devin Booker. I don't want to talk about Joel. Whoever the next guy you think the Knicks are going to be able to try to... I am excited to watch this team with the caveat of I would like to see them find a new home for Julius at some point. But yeah, even that.
I'll back up what you're saying in that I'm excited. I don't want to hear about the next person that would involve trading Jalen, the next summer deal. Yeah. If there's another guy that's available now, fine. Chris, you have some news. It looks like
Fat Joe has spoken.
What did he say? This is another bit.
Go ahead. Fat Joe has spoken.
Quote unquote, Fat Joe has never said this. So,
in one tweet,
he not only debunked the Mitchell Miami thing, but he referred to himself as Fat Joe. That's a masterclass.
Third person. Gotta love it.
And you know what? It would have fit in 140 characters. He didn't even need the 280. That's a real goddamn tweet right there.
There you go.
Joe knew big pun. Fat Joe can do no wrong in my book.
Yeah, I agree. Apparently, Chris Blashed can. John, you're up.
Hey, friend of the pod. He was on this podcast once.
Okay. Before I was here.
Yes.
City's under new management.
Yeah. Jeremy. Well done.
Haitian Ferg. What's going on, Haitian? The only person who would agree with me after games when I would
be
on my
Tibbs, yes.
Dying a slow, painful death. Solid content as always, guys. Thank you. Does the Brunson signing put Fournier on the bench? So let's presuppose Fournier is still here and Grimes as a starter. Mm. Also, does Hartenstein allow for Obi to operate on the block with the second unit, given his ability to knock down shots? I think, let me take the second one first. Hartenstein's a guy who does, whether he's a floor spacer or not, he's not someone that just has to live in the dunker spot. So I do think that there is, at the very least, some pick and roll potential here. Although it's funny. Oh, you know, Obi's pick and roll numbers as the role man are not great, but I don't really, I'm not paying too much attention because the sample size is so limited. Maybe. And if this signing is a way to unlock Obi Toppin, as you're suggesting, good job by the Knicks. As for putting Fournier on the bench, that's a great question. If they didn't do the sign and trade and it was not Fournier going to Dallas, do we think they would put him on the bench? Wouldn't rule it out.
I think they should.
Yeah. I would argue that they should as well.
Yeah. And also, in addition with the Hartenstein and Obi, Obi's obviously incredible in transition. Hartenstein was in the 71st percentile last year. Really good. So that'll be a nice little tandem where you can find both of them running up the floor, someone pushing the pace, whether it's IQ or Rose, whoever it may be. Easier buckets. Oh, you know, good defense, and be nice to see.
The backup group is going to be even more fun, assuming Obi stays as a backup.
Also, assuming Derrick Rose is healthy, which you have to make that assumption. Although, listen, I happen to like Emmanuel Quickley with primary ball handling responsibility.
I like Emmanuel Quickley in his role.
Yes, agreed.
Be a star. No, never mind.
Oh, was that?
Yeah.
How's that? We'll move on. Jeremy, you're up.
Oh, all right. Dan Camp, thank you, Dan, for the really generous contribution.
Appreciate it, man.
It feels good that the Knicks got their plan A for once, and the rest of free agency can be spent seeing what else they have in store rather than the usual attempt to save face when plan A, B, and C didn't work out. I agree. Yeah. A lot of times it ends in heartbreak or apathy, and you're like, okay, what's the next thing? It's not this time. Now it's all right. How much sweeter might this be able to get? Or if it's not sweeter, why is it the case? At least we still have our plan A. So I'm totally with you, Dan.
We have a
Mark Stein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So as for Jalen Brunson, sources briefed on Dallas's scheduled New York City meeting today say meeting canceled by Brunson's reps. Dallas told money not be a deciding factor because of Brunson's determination to sign with Knicks. Mavs did not formally present an offer today.
That's why Woj said they presented an offer. It was because Dallas wanted him to put that out there so their fans would think they did really try to go after him. And
I think it's the other way around.
It's all the way around. No,
the Knicks wanted... Yeah, Woj to put out that the Mavs had put out an offer, because then it's like, well, he goes to the Knicks. What's your counter offer? The Knicks present an offer. He takes whatever the Knicks offer.
Oh, which avoids a tampering.
At this point, the Mavs would want them to think they didn't offer him to make sure the Knicks get hit.
So that's where Stein, with his Dallas connections, the reporter he was quote tweeting, basically saying, no. This is not something that was offered, and you have to wonder if there'll be some tampering charges.
We should just say. Stein and Woj have had, I'm not picking sides. They've had a back and forth thing going back to, well, it's going back a while. Stein worked for ESPN, obviously. And It ended ugly. And this season in particular, he made it a point in his news. And I'm going to be very clear. I like Mark Stein. I think Mark Stein's a great reporter, fan of his newsletter. I subscribe to it. It's all good stuff. But he, went out of his way to point out how, as an example, the reporting on the Utah Jazz coaching uncertainty with Quinn Snyder, like he was reporting that, but then like Woj was like making it sound as if he was actually reporting it, when it's just there's some bad blood there. So
To expand on what John said about the ESPN thing, so ESPN went through a round of layoffs in 2017. Whichever year it was that Woj got there, they went through a round of layoffs, and one of them was Mark Stein. And their response to that round of layoffs was to hire Woj to like the biggest deal that a reporter ever got. So they literally got rid of Mark Stein so they could throw a bag at Woj. And since then, there's obviously going to be bad blood there. But to what we've mentioned, as far as this report is concerned, this is absolutely coming from Dallas. Mark Stein is like the lead guy from Dallas, other than like Tim McMahon. Oh, yeah. You know?
No, he's always been the guy.
Mello from Toronto, and this will wrap up hour three. John talking about Hartenstein's girl, like how people used to talk about Fizdale's wife. Wow, what a throwback. What's good, Chris? It's Fountain of Hoop, by the way.
Oh, what's good, yo?
Yes. What up, Mello?
That's a big Knick fan.
Mello from Toronto. He joins us in our playbacks, which you can join us when you join us through Patreon for live watch parties next season, if you're interested. Chris, I'll let you get one more in before we wrap up Hour 3.
All right. So we have a note coming in from Greg Film Stuff. Nice to see New York finally get a capable point guard. Trading Randall would make this one of the greatest days of my life. Also, Keels is a better playmaking smart.
Ooh. Bold. I love the take. That is a take. I love the take.
That is a take.
Thank you, Benji, for the 25 video thread to get everybody excited about Keels. That's
well, good. People should be excited about Keels. I thought Keels, I had him 36 on my board with the notion that like if a team like San Antonio took him at 30, it would be fine. And of course, my guy Blake Wesley, John's guy too, fell to them all the way there. So you know, they hit it out of the park with that one at 30, but
25 Blake, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was 20.
30 was the Nuggets.
30 was Nuggets, Peyton Watson. So, yeah, you know, if I would have liked Keels more for them. I think Keels is the kind of guy who I'm trying to figure out how to say this concisely, which is, you know, not something I'm good at. I feel like he's someone who is going to be seen as more raw than he is because of his young age, but that in a streamlined role could contribute in the NBA as soon as like next year, his rookie year. If he never plays for New York, that's okay. And the reason is he'll get to work on his playmaking ability down in Westchester, which is a positive because when he comes up to the NBA, I project him to be a good secondary playmaker down the line, right? But if he gets those reps now, that could help catalyze his development in that regard. And if the Knicks don't necessarily need him out there, that's one thing. I just like, I'm a big Fournier guy, right? If we're really doing this youth direction thing, I would rather Keels play than Fournier. I would rather Grimes start than Fournier. I would rather we trade Rose and play McBride than hang around. And like, I just think that you can keep Taj and get enough of the veteran leadership, right? Like, I just, if we're doing youth, do it, right? If Brunson's going to be your veteran steady hand at 25, but he's Leon's, whatever, do it. Like, you know, if he trusts him to be the guy for the team, then have a guy like Taj around, have Tibbs around, keep someone, you know, whatever, one of Rose or Randall, or Randall, not the best vet, but you know what, you get my sentiment.
Noted veteran
Chris,
leader.
Chris, I love you. And we should mention this. You expressed this sentiment on the final episode of Draft Class during the mailbag. And I don't even necessarily disagree with you. Jalen Brunson didn't sign here to play with Deuce McBride and Keels and, bunch of players that may or may not need more time to develop. He came here to try and help the Knicks make the playoffs and eventually get a star. You know, well, now we'll see if that's
they were
star.
Better last year when they played the young talent.
The young talent, not Deuce McBride, not the Keels of the world. It was when the Quickleys and the Obi Toppins of the world got
Deuce,
more playing time.
Deuce hung toe to toe with Kyle Lowry and
oh my goodness,
was contributing on the court when we were playing Steph. I'm not trying to say that he is half as good as either of those players, but
and I hope guys, he works out. I really
if those,
do.
If
I
those do guys too, are so will... good. If those uh-huh. guys are so good, if there's a young point guard who can come and hang, go toe to toe with them, give them a rough time out there, I'm going to take note of that. You know, the Celtics, this is what I talked about with Jeremy, with debating Brunson, like the Celtics and Heat both just made the Eastern Conference Finals because of the front that they can put up at the point of attack, stopping the other team's first offensive action. Deuce fits that bill perfectly. I'm not saying that starting thicker, good defensive ones is a free ticket to the playoffs, but like that's the kind of basketball we play under our beloved coach Tibbs. So I don't
sounds like why, a valuable trade piece.
I don't now. Get why.
Yeah.
Deuce. Derrick Rose has never played. I don't know when's the last time he's played more than X amount of games. Wouldn't shock me in the least if they penciled in Deuce as the third string point guard this year. So
third string. I'm not saying. Yeah, we all agree he's the third string. It's
that's a given.
It's the point of like. Deuce will play. Oh, see, that's the other part. Chris is saying what he would do, not what the Knicks are going to do, which is a
Deuce won't play at all, which is
yes.
I don't know. Like, I don't know.
There's a G League.
We think we are. I just wish we took Deuce at 25, because then everyone would think we need to get him to play. We need, because we took him at 36, and it was like, oh, well, who cares? Second rounders rarely pan out anyways. Like, if he were a late first rounder, people would be talking themselves into him being better than he even is. So, yeah, whatever.
So we're going to kick off hour four of our program, which means we're going to start taking some breaks as well. I believe John is going to take the first one.
Only because my daughter needs me to rub her back so she can go to sleep.
Bedtime duty. I appreciate it.
I'll be back.
Yes. I'll shout out to dads out there.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid. High amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable, it's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.